Hello, I'm Dr. Jonathan Barker, pastor here at Amazing Grace Baptist Church in Mount Airy, North Carolina. I would like to personally thank you for taking out time today to tune in to our preaching podcast. We hope that this message will be a great encouragement to your heart today.
Give you a little thought. We started back the beginning of the year, of course, with our theme is go gather and grow this year, and that's what we want to do at the church. Amen. That should be the burden of every church is to grow. If we're not growing, we're dying. Amen. And so we began looking at that, and we preached back at the beginning of the year. We preached on tithing, and the Lord's method of taking care of the church is through tithing. Then I told you we was going to start rolling into missions and the way that God wants us to help the missionary. And of course, we know that I'm going to preach as we get into it. I know a lot of our people don't understand this yet, our newer people, but faith, promise, missions, giving. And we're going to get into that. But in order to understand giving to missions, we need to understand what missions is. What are we giving towards? Why are we supporting missionaries? And I really hope and I really pray that I started last Sunday night dealing with missions and the Great Commission, and I'm really hoping and praying over the next few weeks or the next even few months that God would really open your eyes and open your hearts to world missions. And I'm thankful for what we do here at our church, and that'll make 51 missionaries that we support now out of our church, and I'm thankful for that, but I want to do more, amen, and I don't want to limit us. Well, we can just do this or we can just do that. And I think that you'll never give to missions the way that you need to give to missions until you understand completely what missions is, completely what is the Great Commission that God gives us. So I want to look at it some more tonight, and you pray for us that the Lord will help us as we look at this. Let's stand in honor and reverence to the reading of God's Word, Matthew chapter number 28. And I want to begin reading in verse number 18. The Bible said this, and Jesus came and spake unto them, saying, all power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you even unto the end of the world. Amen. Father, we love you tonight. God, thank you, Lord, for good choir singing, good special singing. God, thank you, Lord, for a challenging missions video tonight. And Father, for the challenge that we've heard from Brother Agin tonight. And I pray, God, that you would help them and use them. God, I pray tonight, Lord, you know my heart's desire. And I pray tonight, God, that over the next few weeks, God, that we would get a fresh look at missions. And God, that in this year, we would do more than we've ever done for world missions. God, I'm thankful, Lord, for what you've let us do over the past couple years. God, over the past 2 years, you've let us go over $100,000 just in our missions program. But God, I pray, Lord, that you'd help us to exceed that this year again and even go greater above that than we ever have. God, it is a great need and a great command that you've given us tonight. And I pray, God, that you'd help us, God, to get an understanding of it. We'll give you the praise in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. You can be seated tonight. Again, I want to look into this verse and these verses for just a little bit tonight and talk to you some about the Great Commission again. Now, last week we looked at several things, and to really summarize it all, in the closing last Sunday night, we noted this, that we need mighty power. Someone has to pray. And the missionary needs the power of God on him, and not only the missionary, but each one of us. And we noted that the missionary is every one of us. We're all missionaries today. If we're saved by the grace of God, the great command is to go to all the world. We're living in the world. Surrey County is a mission field tonight. The school that you're going to go to tomorrow is a mission field. The job that you're on is the mission field, and all of us are missionaries, and as missionaries, we need mighty power. Somebody's got to pray, but we need manpower. Somebody has to go, and then we need money power. Someone has to give. Somebody has to give. The missionary's not going to get there by themselves, and it's interesting. If you'll study, of course, we're what is known as an independent Baptist church, but if you'll study the Southern Baptist Church today, and those that are really deep in that, a missionary in a Southern Baptist Church can go to the mission field, and that Southern Baptist Association will actually take care of that missionary, and the independence raises their support. That's what a missionary is doing here tonight. He's saying, hey, I'm going to Peru. I need somebody to help me go to Peru. And can I say this? God said go to all the world, and I may not can get to all the world, but here's what I can do. I can give to get somebody to all the world, and that's the reason we need money power tonight. You said, preacher, I can't go to Peru. No, but you know what I can do? I can give to get somebody to Peru. I can give to get somebody to Mexico. I can give to get somebody to Egypt tonight, and that's the reason we need money power. So we looked at that. Then we looked at this. Missions display the heart of God. Missions determine the health of the church. And missions delivers hope to every creature. I said this, where there is a creature, there should be a preacher. Amen. There should be somebody sharing the gospel with them. The Great Commission is the last command that Jesus Christ gave to us. So it should be our first concern. If it's the last thing that Jesus said, if it's the last command that he gave to the people and to his disciples, then the Great Commission should be our first concern tonight, and that is getting the gospel across the world. Mark chapter number 16, in Mark's account of the Great Commission, teaches us that God wants every creature to have a preacher. When we look at the Great Commission, we need to determine whether it is a command or whether it is a choice. Is it an option or is it an obligation? When we look at this text tonight, is it a choice to do this or is it a command from God? Is it an obligation or is it an option? And can I say this to you tonight? When we look at the great command that Jesus gives us to go into all the world and preach the gospel, it is not an option whether or not we do it tonight. It is not a choice whether or not we do it, but God commands us tonight to give the gospel across all the world. If we want the blessings of God on us, then we must do what God says to do. Amen. Think about this with me tonight. By way of introduction, three simple things right here in this text. There is great resources. Look in verse number 18. And Jesus came and spake unto them, saying, all power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. There is great resources. There's not only great resources. Note this with me. There is a great responsibility. There is a great responsibility. What did he say in verse 19? Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things. There's not only a great resource, there is a great responsibility tonight. God commands us to do this. Can I say this to you tonight? We as a local independent Baptist church will stand before God one day for what we've done to fulfill the Great Commission. Can I say that again? We as a local independent Baptist church tonight will stand before God one day. You as an individual will stand before a thrice holy God one day, and you will give an account, if you're saved by the grace of God, of what you've done with the Great Commission. You're going to give an account to God for that. We have a great responsibility today. Not only is there a great resource and a great responsibility, but note this, there is a great reward. What did he say? He said, whatsoever I have commanded you, and lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. There is a great reward. What is the great reward? If we'll do what he said do, he promised us that there would be a lowing of God. In other words, the power of God will be on our church. There is a great reward for fulfilling the Great Commission. But can I take it a step further? Paul said this. He said, it's not that I desire a gift, but I desire fruit that may abound to your account. Every soul that is saved by the missionaries that we support, it's fruit abounding to our account in heaven one day. There's 11 preachers sent out of our church. And you know what? Everyone that they have saved in those churches that they pastor, there is a reward to Amazing Grace Baptist Church because of that. So the Great Commission tonight. Let's look at this for just a few minutes. And I want you to note the very first word of this Great Commission in verse 19. It's a very simple word, and it is the word go. The word go. Can I remind you tonight that this is a command and not a choice? It's an obligation and not an option. Jesus said, go. For us not to go is to completely reject what God commanded us to do. Can I just say that? Everybody awake tonight? Can I just say that again? For us not to obey the Great Commission, it is a direct objection and a direct denying of what God said do. He said do it. Now, you say, well, preacher, it's my choice and my option. You're exactly right. But can I say something to you? You deny the words of Christ when you don't. Amen. We say no to what God said do. Go tonight. So I want to look at that little word, go, in the Great Commission. Matter of fact, isn't it very interesting that if you look at the word gospel tonight, the very first two letters of the word gospel is go. Let me tell you the way that the gospel is sent out across the world. It's by going. That's what it is. Number one, go who? Who is to go? Go who? Who is to be carrying the Great Commission? Well, what did he say in our text? Go ye. You know who that is? That's you. Everybody all right? Go you. That's you tonight. You are to carry the gospel. You are to present the gospel in everything you do, in everything you say. Can I say this to you tonight? People know you go to church. Can I get an amen right there? They know you go to church. They know you're part of the church. They know you profess to be a Christian. And you know what we're supposed to be doing? We're supposed to be giving the good news that Jesus saves. And Jesus loves sinners. Go who? Go ye. Go ye. That's every one of us tonight. You say, but preacher, what can I do? You do what you can do, and God will do what you can't. But preacher, who can I reach? I promise you, you can reach people that I'll never be able to reach. People will come to church for you that would never come to church for me. Go who? Go ye. It's all of us tonight. Number two, not only go who, number two, go where. Well, preacher, where am I supposed to go? Where am I supposed to go? Well, the world. Are you with me? The world. We are supposed to be going. In Matthew, we're told to teach all nations. In Mark, we're told to go into all the world. In Luke, we're told to go into the streets and the lanes of the city and into the highways, into the hedges. After looking at these scriptures, it reveals that there is no wrong place for the gospel. There's no wrong place for the gospel. So, preacher, where do I go? Hear me tonight. You go to where you work at. You go to where you eat at. You go to where you go to school at. You go to wherever you go, and you give the gospel. Why? Because it's the Great Commission. It's the Great Commission. Hear me tonight. You will never get a hold of world missions until you get a hold of local missions. You'll never get a hold of reaching the world when you won't reach your neighbor. You'll never get a hold of sending a missionary to the mission field when you won't even go to the mission field yourself. And the truth of the matter is this: we go to the mission field every day. We go to the mission field every day. So, preacher, go where? I said this last week, and I'm going to say it again. Whenever we think about missions, man, the first thing that we think about is somewhere else. We think about out west, and honestly, if you was to, and I'll sit down with you, and we'll go through this if you want to, but if you was to look at out west, and you was to look at New England, I promise you, there's a whole lot more missionaries out west than there is in New England. You take Boston, leave Boston, and start up through there, and go out by Salem, go out Manchester by the sea, go right up through there and go into Maine, and that strip right up through there. I'm telling you, man, there's no gospel witness anywhere, hardly up through there. And that's what we think about is all these places. But you are walking on the mission field every day of your life. So where do you go? Man, you go to your next door neighbor. You go to the individual you work with. You go where you're at. Go who? Go ye. Go where? Wherever you're at. Go when? Go when? What think about this with me? When are we to carry out the Great Commission? Right now. Go. Go when, preacher? Right now. Some of you is going to get done with service tonight. Some of you is already done with service, by the way you look. But anyway, some of you is going to get done with service tonight after you get done singing. You're going to go somewhere and you're going to sit down and eat a meal. Some of you is going to go straight home. I know at least one's going to go to the gym. And it's funny, last Sunday night Austin figured that out. But anyway, I know at least one's going to go to the gym and work out and relax from the day. But you know what you're going to probably do? Probably 90% of the people in this room tonight. You're going to cross paths with somebody between now and when you go to bed. You're going to cross paths with somebody. So when do you go? Right now. When do you go? Right now. Go when? Go now, man. Go now. You know, somebody you brush shoulders with tomorrow might be the last time you ever see them. Somebody you brush shoulders with tonight might be the last time you ever see them. They could be called out into eternity. Go when? Go now. Well, Luke said this in Luke chapter 14, verse number 21. The Lord commanded the servant to go out quickly. What about that? In Matthew chapter 21, verse number 28, he said, go work today in my vineyard. In 2 Corinthians 6, 2, we're taught, behold, now is the accepted time. Behold, now is the time of salvation. Go when? Go right now. I'll give you this in closing. Go why? Why do we go? Why do we go? Well, it's very simple. The reason we go is because souls are going to hell. I said this last Sunday, and I'm going to say it 150 million times probably before I'm done with this series. Missions can be summed up in one word, and it's souls. That's what it is. I'll never forget, Brother Stan actually made reference to this morning teaching. I didn't come up with this statement, Brother Stephen Brock did. I'll never forget, we had flew into Boston and got off the plane there in Boston, grabbed a rental car and drove over to Salem, which is not far outside of Boston. We drove over to Salem where we had that church plant at for a while, and while we was there in Salem, there was just countless people walking up and down the street. And I'll never forget Brother Brock standing there looking at those people, and here's what he said. He said, behind every face, there is a soul. And to every soul, there is a face. Go, why, preacher? Here's why. Because people's going to hell. You know, I watched that video, and I watched those kids in that video. I don't know if you noticed them or not. But I watched those kids in that video, and I watched them as he gave them that candy, the way that they smiled and they jumped around. Reminded me of the kids here. Brother Elijah, you give them candy, and they smile and jump around. And here's exactly what I thought about. You know what? If them kids don't get saved, they're going to die and go to hell. I want to ask you a question in closing tonight as Miss Tanya comes to the piano. Go why, preacher? Preacher, why the fourth Saturday of every month do we have visitation? Preacher, why did we just take on another missionary? Don't you understand that if we would have just taken everything that we've given to missions over the past 2 years that we've been in this building and put it in to paying this building off, we would be really close to having this building paid off. Preacher, why do we do that? It's one simple word. Souls. That's why. Why would a man leave his mom and his dad and his mother-in-law and his father-in-law and go to Peru away from everybody else? It's one simple word. Souls. That's why. Can I ask you this tonight? I was going to read Romans 10 and he actually read that. Those verses, right? How shall they preach except they be sent? How shall they call upon them and whom they have not heard? How are they going to get saved if nobody takes the gospel to them? I wonder how many people that you'll brush shoulders with this week that may would get saved if somebody just told them. I don't understand this, but sharing the gospel is one of the hardest things to do. You with me? Sharing the gospel is one of the hardest things to do. Man, we can stand around, talk about working cows, baling hay, talk about whatever it is that you do. We can stand around, talk about exercise, talk about going to the gym, talk about riding bikes. We can stand around Brother Aaron and talk about running bad fire calls and talk about dead people we've cut out of cars. But Brother Brian, when it comes to telling somebody about Jesus, it just seems that we shut down. It seems that we're almost ashamed to tell them about Him. Go why? Here's why. People that you're brushing shoulders with this week has a soul. And will never truly get a hold of giving to missions to get the foreign missionary across the sea until we first grab a hold of what missions is right here. They're souls to be saved. But Ted, how many times have we talked about the good old fellas in this community that really are, that either one of us could call right now and they would come help us, but they're going to go to hell if they don't get saved. Preacher, why do I need to live the right life? Because souls. Preacher, why do I need to give out gospel tracts? Because of souls. Preacher, why do I need to tell people about Jesus? Because of souls. Because of souls. So the first word of the Great Commission is very simple. Go. Will you go? Will you go? The command's already given to us. It's our obligation. Will we go?